As you know, ECOWAS is funded by 15 member states in West Africa, a regional community who have solidarity between them. You know, since some time we have some problem of governance, of crisis in Guinea and Mali, and there were many summits about it. On Sunday, they are going to meet again to update the situation and to know how to continue with the two countries.
Well, General, we understand ECOWAS maintains a strong policy of zero tolerance for the overthrow of legitimately elected government. What are the expectations if these leaders meet? Because I understand ECOWAS has made several overtures to both Mali and Guinea. So what is the way forward as these leaders meet?
Oh, yes, you know, human beings are not perfect. We have many additional protocols about governance and democracy, and sometimes some crises can arise. That is why the head of state tried to meet physically despite COVID-19 and decide about the contribution of the community about the crisis. I cannot tell you what will be the issue of the next summit, but is an update of the evolution, the progress of the situation in the two countries. And after the summit, there are some tasks to the chairman, actual chairman, who is Ghana head of state, and tasks to the commission, to the president of the commission, and the mediator in Mali. And after doing that task, the head of state have to update. That is why they want to meet on Sunday. I cannot tell you about the decision who are going to coming out. Let and see. Thank you.
Well, General, I understand, as you said, the heads of state went to both Mali and Guinea to abreast themselves of what is going on. And I understand some of the concerns is the respect for human rights and a smooth and quick transition to constitutional rule. So far, what is ECOWAS doing about this as the leaders meet on Sunday?
Yes, sir. I cannot tell you the decision who are coming on Sunday. The thing I know is that they will update the progress in the two countries. And according to the previous decision, they will know what to do about the progress and the quick return to the constitutional way. I think you remember that the head of state gave them 6 months, and they will analyze the situation and know how the things are going. That is what I can tell you as a statutory staff of ECOWAS, and I have some reserve about what I can say according to the decision of the head of state. They are only the ones who have the capacity to decide according to the report to them.